You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan as we wait for Benjamin to arrive. Paul has just informed me that on the line is my wonderful, beautiful, young, sexy wife. Good morning, my love.
Stop brown nosing.
How are you?
I'm swollen.
I know you're swollen. I know you're ready for this to
I have a moon face. I'm big and round, and my brain's not functioning properly.
Now, that's true. Now, I didn't tell the story of what you did yesterday. I think that I will, and I'm going to confirm with you via text what exactly it said again. But this is pure gold, and it's evidence that pregnancy brain is a real, real thing, and that your judgment is very cloudy when you're pregnant. We were talking. Go ahead.
I'm just losing it. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Well, we were talking about, you know, this idea that I had about, you know, because I want to, you know, that I've recently fallen in love with the great game of golf. Right, a little bit out of left field for everybody. But it, you know, it's a real thing, and I would hate to lose any of the momentum that I've built up. Now, I do understand we have a lot to do. There's a lot of responsibilities involved with raising a second child, but in my mind, I thought to myself, well, if I can get Beau off to school, drop him off, the driving range is on the way home, I just pop in there, hit about, you know, 40, 50 balls every day, and then I come home and I help you for the rest of the day and night. How's that sound?
I'm going to shock you and say, I think it'll be fine.
There we go.
But again, my judgment is not.
No, it's on
everybody
the record.
Heard her. It's on the record. Paul, pull that clip. I think it will be fine, she said.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Ben. Ben's here, babe.
Hi, Ben.
I just got here.
Did you hear the bit?
I heard you talking about wanting to get to play golf after
no,
the
no,
new
no,
baby
no,
comes.
No,
practice
no, no, no,
golf.
Practice golf. Hit.
Okay.
I'm under no illusion that I'm going to get out of the house for 4 hours every day to go, you know, or even once, you know. I think around Thanksgiving we'll have some help, and then I'll be able to play like an actual round. You and I are playing a round, I know.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll be fine. You're such a great mom, and you're such an independent, strong woman.
Stop. It's not helping.
That I have no... doubt that you can handle anything that comes your way.
See, now this is an old radio host trick that you get someone on the air to commit to something because they feel a lot of peer pressure.
Yes.
I'm not worried about Hannah, though, feeling peer pressure. She has no qualms about shooting you down on the air.
Or
if you really
shooting
wanted to.
Me in real life, like actually shooting me, like legitimately really shooting a gun at me. She has no.
I'm not stupid enough to agree to that on air.
She's not. She has no qualms about anything.
Hannah Lee Lewis.
Hannah Lee Lewis, exactly. Well, babe, I thank you for your permission, and I look forward to helping as much as I can. And as much as, you know what, I look forward to helping as much as you need.
I want to be
the man that you can be proud of.
And to get her that hologram.
And the father.
Oh, we're going to get into that.
The father that you know that I can be. I'll be the best that I can be. I'm going to feed you.
I know what a monster you are when you're sleep deprived. So I'm not sure I want you around.
That may be my ace in the hole, fellas. That is the ace up my sleeve. Thank you, babe. I love you. Text me what you did.
Okay,
so that I can tell everybody.
Okay, bye.
I love you. Bye. You guys are going to die when you hear this.
You're
going
to
die when you hear what she did. She came home yesterday. She goes, I fudged up. And I, what would you do? And she told me, I just need the verbiage, and then I'll be able to tell you guys you're going to die.
Well, I saw a video on Twitter.
Yeah.
I actually saw a couple of videos from your household that I have questions about.
Sure, shoot.
The first one was Hannah also now becoming victim to the deck.
The deck got her yesterday.
Did you see this?
Oh, I did not see the Vic getting Hannah as well.
So we have these, we have a great little front porch, as you guys have all seen by our my video. So we have Halloween decorations, and out in front, she bought these really cool plastic rocking chairs. And it's great. On the porch, rocking chairs. So I go, babe, let's go sit in the rocking chair. She goes, that's a great idea, babe. So we go outside and we sit in the rocking chairs. Now, in one of the rocking chairs was a skeleton for the Halloween decoration. She goes, put that skeleton in that hammock. I'm tired of seeing the hammock and the skeleton. It's actually fitting because the hammock is actually a murder device. I said, okay. So I put the skeleton in the hammock. I walk back inside, grab my phone. She's futzing around with the skeleton in the hammock. She steps onto the deck and almost trips. 9 months pregnant, like, oh, whoops. And I walk out and what happened? She goes, oh my God, the deck got me. I go, oh my God, it got you. So yeah, this deck, this hammock, the whole scene around there is like a haunted house, but it's not meant to be. So yeah, that was great. What was the other one, Paulie?
There was a video of you sitting on your kitchen countertop with your feet in the sink.
Yeah, I washed my feet in our kitchen sink. Has you guys ever done that?
It's wrong.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
But I probably would do that as well. If that was the most convenient place.
I've never done that.
You've got the arm sink nozzle that helps you out.
Yep.
It's really just washing all the dirt. I mean, are feet really that much worse than like nasty, dirty dishes that you put in there as well?
I know
Shelly would disagree with that policy as well. No feet in the sink.
So we've got turf in our backyard. It's dirt because it used to be dirt. So we have turf. We put turf down, and it's great. But we also have three dogs. And what do dogs do in the backyard? They pee. And so it reeks. So I was back in the backyard playing golf with Bo yesterday.
I don't know that you're making this any better.
How?
By saying it's not dirt, it was pee?
No. What I'm saying is, I'm walking around in the backyard, and my feet stunk. And I was like,
I'm not. It smelled like pee.
Yeah, so I got up on the thing. I wasn't going to take a shower. I don't have a removable nozzle. We have a giant sink. We're probably going to bathe our child in that sink. All you do is clean the sink after. It's not like that. Like I said, nobody cooks in our house, so there's no fresh veggies laying. If I'm washing my feet over vegetables, I get it. There's nothing going down. We had DoorDash on the way. In fact, I think that's why I washed my feet, because my DoorDash had just gotten there, but the smell of pee was making me sick. So I washed my feet in the sink, and she just got, you know, she got mad about that.
It's like Kramer washing the lettuce in the shower.
Yeah, making a salad in the shower.
So Ben has no idea what we're talking about.
Nope, none whatsoever. But yeah, man, I there's a lot going on at our house. A lot going on as usual. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I mean, I don't think anyone was arguing that your feet were dirty. It's just where you should wash them.
I don't have that.
You have a hose outside where
you can
do that?
Yeah, but there's no soap. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to drag the soap. It was just easy. It was easy and warm. It was nice and warm. You know, you can.
It surprised me, I'll say that.
Control the temp.
Can we get Everyday Chris on? I haven't talked to him in a while
since we
came back to the studio. I've never gotten here in time to Everyday Chris.
You're going
to
have it for a month.
Good morning, Everyday Chris.
Hey, what's up, old friend?
Hey, good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, old chap. Well, hey, man, you know, I know that you got a little bit longer of a leash now to get into the studio, but that's good because you got two jobs. We respect you, but it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you very much. I hear you every day. I'm just in the car usually, so.
I do my best to try to throw curveballs at you guys. You know, the other day I said something like hanging my nuts out there.
Yeah, you did.
Just, you know, I'm trying to help you out content-wise, little here and there.
We like that. What you got today, buddy?
Well, today is actually radio related because I was just cracking up another tale from the road, I guess, if you want to call it. The only station I was coming in was this Mexican channel. I'm like, all right, whatever. And you're coming in.
Yeah.
I'm actually Mexican. I'm Mexican, by the way. I'm Hispanic, so I kind of understand it. But what cracks me up is when you hear those commercials where, like, they're all in Spanish, but it's just a little part, like, they have to say in English because there's
no
other way around it. Like, like, for example, like el viernes en la calle de Corona, la calle Lincoln, it's girls' night out. You know,
is that Spanglish? Is that Spanglish when they have to mix in a word? My very first radio host, thank you for the call. It's so genius. My very first host would do that bit. Gotta go with a refrigerator. And it just would kill me every single time.
The
girls' night out.
You know, I kind of miss, remember at our old station, every hour,
yeah,
because we were on a Mexican signal,
yep.
we had to play those Mexican tourism spots that were just mandated to, like, hey, you want to come down and visit Puerto León?
Yes. You know, that's so funny.
Every single hour, those were always included. It's something we don't get around here.
No, we don't.
Probably a good thing.
And we are late, so we have to go. We'll be right back, so don't go far. Because coming up next, our best of the week. And listen, we're not going to replay an interview. We've just got two bits that were really, really great that we loved this week. You may know what they are. If you missed them, you're going to want to hear them. That's coming up next on Ben and Woods 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.